Okay, so having finished the yesterday, some Reish, so I just thought, per popular request, to spend a couple of days, just some general, really general, and not going to accomplish everything just in a couple of days, some general overviews relating to construction of a mikveh, which I'd like to focus on today. Simon Reish Aleph, yeah, question.
Are we going to be going into June's month?
Yeah, no, so I'll explain that. So actually, we'll have, okay, maybe, I'll talk about it at the end of the year. Remind me, please, the end of the year. Okay. Anyway, so Simon Reish Aleph in Yeridah, that's the next Simon, talks is Hilchos Mikvos. It's a long Simon. And I just want to give you, as I said, a general kind of overview, a couple of things, at least from the beginning we discussed, just so you get a general picture of how a mikveh works. So the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmini, in the first of the sources, you got them on my comments I sent out this morning? Okay. So the first of the sources, Shmini Perek Yud Aleph in Vayikra, Pasuk Lamed Vav, a Pasuk we've seen before, says, Ach mayam uvor mikveh mayim yi ator v'nogeh b'nivolasam itmah. That's at the end of Parsha Shmini. As you recall, the end of Parsha Shmini discusses all the different types of creatures, which are kosher, which are not kosher, right? Animals and the birds and the fish and the insects and so on. Maybe insects not the right word, whatever they're called, but be that as it may, at the end, it also talks about that these things are metame, didn't mature in Tara, and the food can become tame also, and so can liquids. The Torah says in Parashat Shmini, but mayan and bor mikveh mayan, yeah, Torah, those things can't become tame. Mayan is water from an underground spring, or mikveh mayan, water that has been pooled into, as Rashi says in Source 2, there in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Vav, hamechubarim lekarka, ein mekablim tumah. In other words, if you have a mayan, which is an underground spring, a source of water from an underground source of water, and a bor mikveh mayim, a pit with water gathered into it, again, into the ground, karka, they won't become tummy. Certain types of drinks can become, the liquids can become tummy, but these liquids can't. But then Rashi is, that the words yeh seems to be extra words, is a drasha. The yeh means not only don't these things become tummy, don't these type of collected liquids become tummy, but they can be mitar as somebody who is tummy, right? And then it says, you know, Gabri Vlasun Yitmo, Rashi adds, Afilu Besoch Mayan Obor, you know, Gabri Vlasun Yitmo. If even you're inside the mikveh, or you're inside the spring, and you touch a nevela, one of the things that generates tumah, so then you become tummy. Shalom Tomar Kamachomer, mitaris tummy to Mosok. I would think, well, if these, these pools of water can be metame someone who's tar, so kavachomer sheyatzilah tamei tamei can prevent you from becoming tamei in the first place, right? And that's not true. The chachamim and say one. Okay. Anyway, so that's those are the two sources of two pools of water, mayim and bor mikveh mayim. As I mentioned, mikveh mayim is a phrase that appears already in Chumash Bereishis, right? And the second day of Sheish Mei Bereishis and Parak Aleph Pasuk Tes, Bar Malakim Yikavu Hamayim, right? To gather the water, she gather. Right, the same phrase. Okay, so that's we know mikveh. Where did Rashi get this idea from? That we have it can not only these pools of water not become tamei like other liquids can, but they can be mitayer. So that's the Gemara in Pesachim. Tez Zayin Amud Aleph 4, Toshma Achman Bar Mikvah Yetar, my Yetar mitumos, Droshes Chazal, the Yetar means it can make someone, not only don't they become tummy, but they can make somebody tar. Rashi Derab Sachem, Tez Zayin Amud Beis, and so it's 5 explains, Yetar mitumos, Hami Kamar, Im Yobo Hatame, Bimayan, Ubor Mikvah Mayim, Yetar, if someone who is tummy, or something which is tummy, is immersed into the Mayan, or into a Bor Mikvah Mayim, then Yetar. Okay, Ho Vatabla. Okay, Hashuvin, but just stame, gathered water that doesn't fit the criteria of either a boar or either a mayan or a boar mikveh mayan, then lo matarle, just going into a, you know, a tub or something like that of water, that won't do it. Okay, I print in Torah 6 at Shuvim some sulfur who creates the link. But what? How do you get that from the pasuk exactly? The pasuk was talking about liquids. The pesukim were talking about things that become tummies. It tells us that certain liquids that become, don't become tummy. And then we add, not only don't they become tummy, they can retire. You know, what's the jump? Okay, so Joshua's chazal. Chassam Sofer says in Chuvas, Chassam Sofer, Yoredei Chilek, Yoredei Simon Reish Yud Gimel. He writes in 6, V'ra'isi mikadmon echad. I saw it in an early sefer. V'l'shachachti mekamo kais. I don't remember where I saw this. Okay. I feel less bad saying that when some sofa said, you know. So I can't remember where I saw it, but it's on somewhere. You know, so he said, I saw this on the misvara, I mean, the eicham arachmani yirchat shormayim halo mayim mistamim mitatobo behem v'chozim mitam shatobo. He says, one second, you know, if how can the Torah tell you that you have to immerse yourself to become Torah in water? When you go into the water, you're mitame the water, right? So that, and then it'll come back and make you tame, yeah? Yes, he mentions part of it. Yeah, he mentions part of it. He says, "Vafiru lemadomer l'tame acher l'avdarai serak tumas atzman yesh ba mikol makom havichuka tfermi paraduma." He mentions this is even more of a chok than paraduma. We say paraduma is a big chok. Why is paraduma a chok? Because it's mitara, it's a tame, and mitame is a tahor, right? The person whose tame is sprinkled with the yesh of the paraduma becomes tahor, right? Whereas the person who does the sprinkling becomes tame. So, right? So here it's even bigger chok. Okay, so he says that's the point. It's that that is a that the tahara takes place in water that can't become tame in the first place. Okay, the nimsa kol ha'tanayim shetzorchia torah ina makabel tum. Anyway, he works out. The point is, we never call this a chok. You know, chok, we make such a big fuss about paraduma because those chukas haTorah. He says it's just as big, if not even a bigger chok, right? So, okay. Anyway, that's what he says. Therefore, it's mistame. You know, the water does not become tame in the first place. And anyway, al sorazu nivne kol hilchos hamikvos al pasuk zeh. And that's how we learn. Okay, I just put that as a side point. You know, some sofer has a logic now. So in terms of there being both mikveh and what's the difference between a mikveh and a mayim? So here we have Mishnayos and Maseches Mikvos, right? Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. L'malah hen mikveh sheyesh bo arboim so. So first of all, the Mishnah describes that the minimum amount of water in a mikveh in order to work has to be arboim so. Okay, 40 so, which is a couple hundred gallons. Okay, shebo tovelin u'matbilin. A person can be tovel and you can be matbil kelim. Now, by the way, here when they're talking about Tvilas Kalim, it's not talking about our Tvilas Kalim. Okay, I mean, it's true about our Tvilas Kalim, too. It's not about Tvilas Kalim that you bought from a goy. It's talking about Tvilas Kalim Mitumo. Kalim that became Tome, you'd have to, you know, in the old days when they kept the dinner of Tumatara. So when a Kli became Tome, they'd have to put it in the mikveh. Right, so that's what it's talking about here. And Lamala Mehen, we'll see what Lamala means in a moment. Mayan Shemema Vu'otin. Okay, now you can have a mayan which has less water. In other words, a mayan does not need 40 saw. A mayan order work doesn't need 40 saw. All right, you can have only a small amount. Of course, the item that you're being tovo has to be able to fit in it, okay, all at once. So for a person, you know, the mayan will have to be just as big. But let's say you're being tovo a small kli. Again, I'm not talking about for tilas kelim, what we call tilas kelim today. I'm talking about, let's say you have a pin or something. I don't know, some small item that became tummy. So if you tovel it in a mayon, you don't need 40 saw for that. Okay. At the end, it says that a mikveh if it has a mayon that had more water poured into it, then it's a mikveh that you need to tire by shborin. Okay, ashborin means like a crack in the ground, a mikveh built into the ground. Like Rashi said earlier, mechubarim lekarka, an opening in the ground. It doesn't mean a crack, shonor shavur. Right? What's a mikveh? It's built into the ground. It's open, an opening in the ground. That's ashborin. And lamayin lahatbu bo kolso. Right? It doesn't need 40 saw. Then Mishnah Ches says another point of difference. Lamala and mayim muchin shehin mitarin bezochon. Okay. The other difference is that a mayan is metame with zochlin. Zochlin means flowing water, moving water. Okay, moving water. And that's what's called, you know, the mayan chayim, which is necessary for zov and for metzorah, and so on. So, if we take a look at the bar tenura. So first explained there in the Mikvos Perek Aleph in the Zion. He writes, tovlin, v'nei adam kol gufo, matbil hakelim, fine. Okay. Mayan, he says, shemem of novim. The water flows. That's the definition of a mayan, where the water is moving. It's moving water. Again, that's one of the cases from mayim shuvim. We'll get to that. Okay, but a mikveh is mitar bashbora. And ashbora means, as I said, opening the ground to which water has been poured. The water doesn't move. It's stationary water. But if I dig a hole in the ground, so then I pour water into it, or, you know, then that's where the water is. It's not flowing. Right? The only water that's ever in there is the water that I poured in. Right? That's called ashbora. That's what I mean by ashbora. Still water. Okay, and it's opening the ground as opposed to zochlin. The kaimelon is the kilon. Mayan mitar bezochlin. A mayan is mitar dafka with flowing water, and mikveh mitar bashbora. And a mikveh is mitar only with ashbora, and is opening the ground, still water. Okay, and again, the last part in the room, mayan lahapabol kosher will low boy arboim saw kimikveh. Okay, the mayan doesn't need arboim saw. So the Rambam passes this way in Perek Tes of Ilchas Mikvot Halacha Hey. The malam mikveh different. When there's a malam, different types of tahara needed for different types of tumah, right? So we said like a zav, where it always says mayim chayim, or it's a higher form of tahara. Okay. But anyway, mikveh sheish bo mem saw. Yeah.
What if you have something like eddies on a riverbank or something where it's the river's here, but there's sort of like a small.
Yeah, but the water still, flows
it's
in.
It's much deeper than where the river is.
Huh. So again, is the water, does the water flow in and out? Then it's called zochlin.
There's water coming in, there's water going out. Yeah. It's not like a big flow.
But we'll see. Okay, we're going to see. We'll see the chilek. Hold the phone. Anyway, the Rambam Hilchos Megillas Perek Tes Halacha Hey says, a mikveh yesh masam mayim she'ein on shuvin. Okay, that's an important point. The water in a mikveh is not water that was simply poured from somewhere else. We'll get to that. It's rainwater. Okay. And the Mayan, we need memsa. The Rambam writes that at the end regarding Mayan, that mitar afil ein lemem shir afil kol shein mitar. Right, that's a big difference between Mayan and a mikveh. And then in halacha ches, he says ma bein. He sums it up: ma bein Mayan lemik Mayan lemikveh. Ha mikveh ein lemitar. Look, see the Rambam says it clear in halacha ches. Ha mikveh ein lemitar ela bememsa. Mikveh requires a minimum amount of water. Ba'mayan mitar v'kol shu. Ha'mikveh eino mitar elo ba'ashborin. Ba'mayan anizlach nizchalman eino mitarin. Okay, it's got to be still water, not flowing water. Ba'mayan mitar b'zochon. Ba'mayan dafke flowing water. Ha'mikveh lo tala b'tzila l'zovim. Ba'mayan hoyim eim b'mayim chayim. Ha'zov tovo b'ay. Okay, those are the differences. The Rambam sums it up. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
Isn't there a difference d'oraita between kalim and a person? Isn't kalim only good with a revius d'oraita, but Chazal needed it to be 40 seah?
So halacha l'maaseh. I'm not talking about kalim, but yes. But I'm saying the fundamental din is that for a kli, you don't need again. Whatever when it comes to chos mikvos and being tefillah the mikvah, whatever is being put in, whether it's a person or a kli, has to be completely submerged at the same time, completely immersed at the same time. So obviously, if you have a tiny mayon and you want to toggle you or me, okay, it's not going to work. Okay, but if you're being toggle a tiny kli that became tummy, and forget about tefillah scalar, we call tefillah scalar, that'll be okay. Now,
but in a mikveh, it would still need to be 40 say, even for a kli?
That's correct, exactly. I'm sorry to make that clear. That's correct. The mikveh, even if you want to be told with a tiny kli, but you're not putting it in a mayan, but rather the mikveh, it has to be 40 so. Even though you don't need that much water. That's correct. That's the kli. Okay? Is that clear to everybody? I'm sorry to make that clear. That's what the Rambam is telling us. The mikveh has nothing to do with the size of what's going in there. The definition of a mikveh is 40 so of water. Okay? As opposed to a mayan. Now, this issue of zechila. So first of all, again, we'll segue into the next point. We saw this pasuk read numerous times. Source 10, the pasuk in Parshas Metzora, you can correct that's all pasuk design, right? Yishki says emet shebazara, right? Valkari rochatz b'mayim is called besoro. So the Gemara in a few places. I think the first place that appears is Chagiga. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. Lo nitzra l'shir mikvah d'oksiva, right? The Torah never mentions the shir mikvah that says rochatz b'mayim. Rachat says Pesar B'mayim, or it's called Pesar, different Pesukim, we've seen this a few times. It says, Es Pesar B'mayim, Me Mikveh, Es Kol Pesar B'mayim, Shekol Gufo Ola B'hem. A mikveh has to be for the size for a human being to go into. B'kamehem, Amal Amal Barum Shalosh Amos. One Amal with a height of 3 hours. Right? One Amal with the width and length, and 3 hours. B'shiru Chachamim, Me Mikveh, Arboim Sa. Okay? Now, the Rashi points out, interesting thing, he says, you know, it says, V'rachatz ba'mayim, Okay, why doesn't it say rachatz bimayim? Just grammatically. Ba always implies something which is known, right? So say rachatz bimayim, right? Any water. So Rashi says 12, chagig yud alf alf, 12, nekudasa bepatach. The dictat Rashi, right? In the literal sense. The nekud on the word bamad on the base, the nekud bepatach. Mashma mayim ham yuchodim. Specific water, lafuke shuvim. Okay, she'uvin again means simply regular water from a regular tap, a regular source of water. Okay, any source of water, well, any type of source of water. Okay, well, actually, in my end. But, water that has been already stored in buckets or pails or jars, jugs, and so on.
Didn't actually have a different direction in source 5?
What do you mean?
Actually, you
know, and yeah, Torah. That's just telling you that. What are you looking at now?
Yeah,
Hashu, I mean, the drasha, Hashu, and Lom entirely. Have a more mikre mayim, Yia Torah. Maybe I didn't point that. I didn't have that. Okay, I'm not sure. Here is, well, the truth of the matter is, again, actually, Tosus raised that question. Okay, not that question, but Tosfos objects to this drasha of Rashi. Okay, but let's just finish Rashi. It's a good question. I didn't have that. But he says, "Umiyo mayim chaim lo tzarich." You don't need mayim chaim. That's just by a zogin mayim mechal the shartim. Love mayim chaim bo. Umiyo b'mayim b'mayim mechal the mikra afal pishen g'shomim. We'll see. Tosfos the chagiga pirush Rashi in the course of patach to teach us this and so on and so forth. Okay, but he says, "What you say?" Okay, which is Rashi Chumash said. You see that? Tosa says, "Lo yitachein." The hamayim shuvin lav mehachan afka. That's what you're asking, lady. Okay, you're just pointing out that Rashi himself said it, but Tosa is raising this question. That's not where we learn the psul of mayim shuvin from. Ela meach mayim abor mikve mayim. And Rashi does come. Ma mayim gedesh ma'af mikvedesh mayim. Okay, so that drasha. All right. Anyway, but be that as it may, whatever the mukar is, I want to, it's interesting because the whole idea. Well. How we exclude mayim shuvim is not so clear. That's the bottom line. Okay, I remember seeing once in Parshas Va'era by the Makor Dam, right? It says the pasuk in Parshas Va'era, and they call it the Makor Dam. It must be Perek Zion in Shmos. So it says that Moshe is told to raise his hands, and it says or something like that. And so I saw somebody, Rav Mendel Kasher, Torah Shlema, explained that they could say based on that pasuk, he has an essay in the back. You know, you ever see the Torah Shlema? In the back of the Torah Shlema, on different things, he has essays, besides the collecting all these midrashim, obscure and otherwise, explaining them. On the bottom of the back, he has some essays. He has an essay, one in there in Vayera, Mayim Shuvim. And there he says, from that pasuk, I mean, Chazal don't say that, Joshua, but he said you can be dying from that pasuk, that Mayim Shuvim is separate from, it says, or mikvei me mayim, and then something else. But then what? Ba'it ma'avonim. The end of it. So it says, or mikvei me mayim. And then v'chayat dam v'chayat mitzayim uve eitzim avonim, the water that's stored in eitzim avonim. So that is that's shuvim, it's already been stored in eitzim avonim, and that's not included. You have a separate riboy for that. It's not included in the mikveh meimei, something like that, if I remember correctly. Right, anyway, whatever the mocker is. So the sifra there in Shmini, right? The Torah's Kohanim there in Shmini 14. And this is what. What's that? No, he's just saying there that you see that what's in a kli is not included in what's on the mikveh. Because it says mikveh memeyan, and then also over eitzim avonim. I mean, it's just a cute, it's a remnant, that's all. At a different point, he's not talking about tefillah. He's just trying to show you that she'uvim is not included in the mikveh. I have to look it up. If you're interested, you can look it up. I forgot it. It's a long time ago. Okay. Yeah, I remember where I saw it. That the thumbs up. I remember my son. I just don't remember the whole thing, but it just flew into my head now when he asked the question. Okay, anyway, so we look in the Sifra and Shmini, Parsha Tessi, and the Parakudos, Gimel 14. Okay, and Rashi in Shabbos, Samachem and Beis 15, Dimamasa Ein Amayim, Ein Mitarim Adam Kelam Tov Derech Zechila, Torah Hamshich on the Mikveh, Melit Bo the Mikveh. To get him into there, we'll get to that point a little bit later. Okay, and he says the Rosh, in the Parish of Rosh in the Dorm, Nachmem of an Aleph, that's one of the places. Where the Gemara talks a little bit about mikveh, talks about that. So talk about Avod Shmuel. We had that, right? They built for his daughters some type of a containment area, or the other opinion was something to stand on, right? We had that. It also appears there in the Dharma Daf Mem. So the Gemara there says, "Hayna time of the lashon mikveh, mashma ashbar velo zochem kiritziv yikavah mayim al mokom echad." That's a positive back in Rashi. Mikveh means it's been gathered into one place. It means not flowing. Flowing water is not gathered in one place. It's flowing. And as I said before, maybe even your eddy question, it's not gathered in one place. That's what the Rosh understands it. The parish in the Dharma, we have the Rosh on the page, if you remember. Right? The parish Rosh on put on the side of the page. You have the Ram and the Rosh. And the Rashi is probably not Rashi then, whatever. But on the side of the page here in the Dharma, remember now, if the Rosh says, Hainu Tama the Losh and Mikva, Mashma Ashbor and Velozo, the Zibi come Mokum Echad. Avamayim, Bain Zocha, Bain Omokum Echad, Nikram Mayim. We call Mokum Ilav Ach Halek Hamakshina Mikvah Lamayin Atar Mizechil. Being so, not for the word Ach, I would say that the Mikvah also is okay with Zechil. Anyway, in the Shulchan, you follow? They're just defining why Zochlin is no good by a Mikvah. So in the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdei, and it's in Reish Aleph Siv Beis, May Mayan Mikaren Af Bezochlin, and he says, Pure Zochlin.
It's connected to the river.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see in a second. Pure zochim nimshachim v'holchom ve'enan mechunasim. Right, that's to define the word zochim. Make shamim, the water that comes from the sky, rainwater, ein matana elabash borin. Pirish mokum amok shemiskansin bo hamayim nikrash borin. Alay de zechila psula min ha-torah. That's a question. He says psula min ha-torah. Okay? Now, the Taz. There in the Yerdeis and Reish Aleph got based by Shbor and Pirshim Kvuyim Bekamim Bor Oy Adin Gede Shosa Sivivam. Okay, Vimhem Zochim Psulim the Tziv Ach Mayim Darshim Mayim Mitar Bezochim Ain Mikvah Tar Bezochim. So a mikvah cannot contain flowing water. All right, and the Shach also explains that Gotten Ches by Shbor and Pirshim Mechunas Ongu Vapechem Mikvah Kiyot Vavalok Kishen Zochim. Now the question is, how do we define Zochim? It has to be mamish watertight, that no water can go out. So the Rashbo and the Taras Habayi is the Bais Aruch Shar Hamayim, right? And Shar Beis nearly 20. Shalo Amru, this cuts to your point. Shalo Amru El B'Shenaka Hamikva Roch of Shamayim. That's the nearest is the Chilasa. Can you see the water flowing out? It doesn't mean that there's a tiny crack someplace and the naked eye can't see anything. That's what the Rashbo is saying here. Right, the cave of Shiotzim Kol Kach Ashatira Zechilasa. It's that'll answer your question. Right? If you can see Taka the water flowing, that you can tell the water's flowing. Then Donan Asuk Zochamam Hamikva Mayim Shenokav Meat Shaliyachila Mayim Enotev Meat Meat Vaholech Vechaser Ain Zinikar Zochem. Rashbo here is saying that it's not called Zochem. There's some little crack at the bottom. Some of the water seeps out, you know, little by little. That's what he says. Okay, he says, "Our karka chachum chachum to umitav tefes." And if one amayim not mokum, I feel hachi kosher. He says it's kosher. So Rashbo says that the definition of zochlin means flowing that you can tell. Okay, the same thing in the Rosh. Chuvas Harosh klal lamin aleph simen dal. I mentioned I think there's a lot from the Rosh on Megillos. Okay, Chuvas and also the Parish Harosh and so on. Anyway, and of course in the regular Rosh. So he says valashersha alto. Someone asked him. Is 21. Klal Laman Aleph Siman Dalet in the Tshuvas Harosh. But Asher Shalta Mikvah Shanasa Mimei Gshamim Omer Mayim Benifso Shem Nitaran Elavash Borin Benistak Kosel Hamikvah. The wall had a crack in it. Onikev a hole in it. Kama Hi Asher Anekev Ostak Levatlo Mitaris Ashborin. At what point do we say this is no longer Ashborin, still water, but rather it's flowing water? The Tshuva Anitarach Larek Mitzvazula Hotzi Velim Koma Asheris Vesev Rechad When Mechaber Hachronim. I have to go to detail because obviously you saw something in the Sefer put up on one of the Achronim. I mean, when the Rosh spoke about Achronim, he's not talking about what we call Achronim. But I guess someone wants to put out a mikveh handbook. Shashbor nifso benekev cotton, shamay mitziotzin metaftav him derech kosel. And al yale alev odav lifsos hamikveh im meme zoven ktsas lachutz. Okay? It's not, the problem of Zochan, he's agreeing with the Rosh spoke. Umashra shenim it's called kach, a chakol meme of Zochan, and it's not in Watsays. Lo yisher bo mem soy lo yis tamo soy. Not going to remain with 40 saw, right? Anyway, so both the Rosh and the Rosh say that the small, it doesn't have to be so watertight. And that's actually one of Paskins there in the Simon, Reish Aleph, Simon, Nun Aleph, 22. Nikev Hamikvo, Mem of Notum Atmat, only Roma Karka Matmat, Kosher, the Fisha Ein Zichilosa Nikaris. Ein Zichilosa Nikaris. That's it, has been the Chila has to be a zechila hanikaris, as we noticeable. The Bir HaGra, Shabbat and Sarivah, is not so convinced of that. Okay? He says, because that's not true. He said the concern was, the way he learns it, is that it's only not a problem if it's going to remain, that's only going if you're concerned about losing the 40 saw. Let's have much more than 40 saw. So then I'm not worried, but the Bir HaGra said it's not so clear that that's correct. Okay, if you're going to have anyway, he said I feel like I have an apostle. He discusses that. Okay,
it's open as we've seen in the sources so far. It's not about that can be requested from
itself. Correct, but the Bir HaGra links the covenant statements together. Okay, but there's a tshuva from Yitzchak Hanan, Ein Yitzchak. That's the Yitzchak Hanan's correct. Yeah, he did. That's what I'm saying. He did right. And he says also the Rosh Boaz, El Shitoso, and so on. Okay, the Bir HaGra says if the Masha Kassar and Siva Kodesh Ein Yisrael Kain Lo Yisrael Memsah, the Oz Afi Chayag Av Apostle. So okay, it's a question.
I mean, is it like a Shir in the Zechila?
That's what it looks like. But again,
if we able to empty
the
mikvah, then that's like
yeah. That's it. So the Ritzal Chanan has a Tshuva Ein Yitzchok. There's a few different collections of Shals. The Tshuva is called Inspector. I'm not sure his name. Right, Charles says, "Ein Yitzchak Chelik Alav Chelik Ardeis in Chav Beis Oz Beis." In a Pashut Lashon Rashba, Vashochanach Mashon, the Ikar Talim Ein Mira Hazachila Lamala B'Tocha Mikvah. When you're standing up, looking down, can you see the water flowing? If not, then it's not a problem called Zochan. Okay, the Chenu Pashut. That's the Pashut Pshat. There's Zechilas and Nikaris. Hapshat Hu the Mishero Es Hamikul Lamala Ein Amakim Zechilas. And he says that's, he quotes the Rashi, in he quotes other Rishonim, Bartador, and others. Okay. Okay. But when you're looking at it, can you tell? Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying, can you, well, I'm not sure. Because that's already thrown to the external. Okay. But he writes, because that's not what he writes. He says, Muchach, look at the fifth line. Muchach, the Kavanosam, Hula Horos, the Psul, the Psul Zochlin, and Iraq, Hecha, the Nikar Asosa Lamala. Of a difference, Lamata, Tocha Mikwa, Oz Nikolamala, Rak, Yotz, and Amaim, Derek Nekav Goro, the Oz Nikolamala, and so on. Mashenaka, the Nekav Cotton, the Oz Nikolamala, the Nekav Cotton, Mikwi Zochlin, Mishun, the Nikolakolzi Kloss. I'm not sure what he'd say about that. Anyway, so he concludes, like this, that it's a matter of everything depends on whether when you're looking down, can you see it? So however,
what about the
Yamakine?
From the runoff from the
yeah, but that's not a
mikra.
Yes, but that's there's water from underneath also, right? There's water from that's a more of Maya. We'll talk about the lakes, and that's tomorrow's shit. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk about being told in a lake or a river, ocean, and so on. Okay, we're talking here about Mikvah.
They also dammed it. Now.
What's that?
They also dammed the
yard. Oh, they stop it up. Yeah. All right. Anyway,
remember the first time I saw the yard, and I was like, "Yoshua split this."
Okay. Big deal. Yeah. Okay. Big deal. Yeah. Well, there are parts where it's rougher and wider. But you're right. Anyway, just so we see, the truth of the matter is, we try to be machmir on this. An army closed today, not to have any type of crack. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, and Echelik Basin, Beit Des, 25. He says, Bein HaMikveh, Bein HaBor, Shalom, Tzvichim, Lashgiach, Shalom, Shum, Stak, no cracks, watertight. She is called Mishamayim. She lives with the Zohar. The boat comes from him. You have to check it out from time to time. Okay? And you have to have, when you build the wick, you have to have somebody who inspects the wick from time to time to make sure there's no zechila. And in a subsequent shuvah, you're there, Chelik Gimel, in Samar Gimel 26. Okay? He writes, The Moshe is saying, but the Eved won't pass on the mikveh. Like it says, Zohar says that if you can't see it, it's good. But Moshe is saying, others say too, I just printed a Moshe, the lechatchila, you should have any cracks. Because it's hard to define what exactly you can see, what you can't see. So the lechatchila should have any cracks. But the Eved, he said, that's lechatchila. Okay? And I also printed a tshuva from Moshe Sternberg. Okay, contemporary. Shavuos on Haggis. Chelik Aleph Siman Tov Kuf Yud Gimel. Okay, well, he was asked this question, 27. Zechila Shein Mikaris Mikvah. Okay, so Uvda Nishal to Vodka Mikvah and so on and so forth, and then they were missing water. So he says, that Zechila, he says, someone to say, can you measure X amount of water clearly leaves after time? So there is some kind of crack, right? Or how much? Anyway, he says, Yesh Me'achronim, in the third line, Shevina Bedas HaGroah, we saw that grow back in source 23, Shegam Zechila Shein Eina Nikaris Puzzle. Okay, that even as Chizhenikah, but he says the Chazon Ish didn't learn it that way. And even according to the Gro was just explaining Lashit Zarosh and so on. And he says, like you pointed out, lady, because the Rosh makes that point. But the others don't say like that. So he said the Chazon Ish said the Gro doesn't hold like that. Anyway, so, but as I said before, we make every effort to try and make sure there's no Zechila. What's that?
4 millimeters every day.
Yeah, I'm saying. It's not much. Okay. But he said it doesn't go by the amount of the day. It's in the Chatchila. He said they agree. Look at the top of the next page. Chatchila, Tzarch, Mibra, Shela, Chalade, it's really a pickbook. Okay. True, the Chazon Ish learned the Gro differently, but others learned the Gro the way I told you. So we try not to have any cracks. He quotes a Dark Yeshuva. Okay. And, he said, "Ain't lifso zechila sheni keres, even according to the Gra, and shouldn't be mahara on those who use that mikveh. Just fix it up tomorrow." On the other hand, he writes, "Look at this, the last line: Amlam yechuv exaviyara gonam chaim ibrisk." Okay, a tshuva from Chaim. I don't know how many of those are floating around, but the tshuva from Chaim: Shemachmir ma'od medina bezechila sheni keres. The Chaim was machmir, so therefore, you should try and be careful. Chaval shlo satech. I'm sorry, I can't find that tshuva. He said, but there is a tshuva of Chaim circulating. He was machmer. So I'm just pointing out that Chonam of machmer. This could be an issue. Could be an issue even today with filters. Okay, because the water comes out. On the other hand, it goes right back in. Right, it's constant. It never really leaves that area. So is that a concern? Is that a zechila issue? Right, and so exactly moving but not leaving. Now the truth of the matter is. In a certain sense, that's another issue. We'll get to that soon too. But I'm saying, the whole world, I'm thinking, the filter to the whole water table in the world, comes back, right? Isn't there some, all water in the world somehow is connected. So every water leaves and come right back. It may come back after lunch, but it's going to come back. All right, but anyway, that's one of the issues. Now, regarding the psul of Shuvin, So that's in terms of Zechila. So we had again one the difference between Mayim and Mikveh. Again, I'm trying to just give you an overview. I can't cover everything. I'm trying to give you an overview. So we had one was the difference between Mayim and Mikveh. Two, the issue of Zechila. Now the issue of the Psul of Shuvim. So that's the Torah's Konim, Sifro, and Shmini, Parsha, Tes, Paragudos, Aleph. Ilom or Mikveh Mayim Yatar, Yachal Afilu Mila, Bixefo, Vasa Mikveh, Betchil Yatar. If I just would have said Mikveh, good, so I'll fill up, I'll take regular water, dig a tub someplace and figure and fill it up. No. It says, Yatar, you have to have Mamayim Bidei Shamayim, Afnik Bidei Shamayim. Rashi said that at the very beginning, right? Rashi and Shmini, in Source number 2, Rashi said, Hamukhubar Makarka, right? That's learned in this Bryce of the Torah's Kohanim, that so that's the connection made in the Pasuk between the Mikveh and the Mayim. Okay, so Mamayim Bidei Shamayim, Afnik Bidei Shamayim. Okay, then he goes up to Tisis Yavriz, I'm not going to now, but, And it says again, And so on. So bottom line is mayim in a kli is possible for a mikveh, as you said before. And that's what we call shuvah. Okay? And also there has to be a pit in the ground. There's two things. It can't be a kli. Okay? It can't be a kli. Water gathered in a kli is no good. And it has to be in the ground. Okay, that's what emerges from that sifra. The Mordechai and Shuas, like we had in the Hilchos Nida, Remez Tavshin Mem Hei, Hilchos Mikvos. Okay, he says, Omarid, the Gazer Otto Kalim, Sha'ena Mechubar Bekarka, the Han of Adek, Tulum, Kavan Tumen Ator, the Tziva Chol Mashka, Shri Yisrael, the Chol Kli Yitwa. He explains that Mayim in a Kli is Mekabal Tumen. And that's why it can't be Mitar. Go back to what we said originally. The whole idea that a Mikvah is Mitar is because the water there can't become Tumen. The water gathered in a Kli can become Tumen. Okay, that we saw the Chsam Sof, right? That's what I'm thinking about from the beginning in that Chuvah. So six, that there's a relationship between the mikveh being not able, the water not being able to come tamei, and also being able to retire those who are tamei, right? That's we said at the beginning. Okay, so the Mordechai has this, that mayim and akli is mekabel tumah, and that's why it's not retire. That's the psul of Chuvah. Okay? Torah Tamima, there in Vayikra, Oskuf Mem Zion 30, he has a different diyuk. He says, the Isakarad Gamam Shuksha, Lohavalomer, Mayan, Ela Mikve Mayan Bilvat. Okay? The Mayan is maybe the Shemayan, a Mikve Mayan will include any type of gathering of water. And he mentions this Pasuk in Parsha Zaira, that Sir Rakasha talks about. The Teyar Chal, every time they call Mikve Mayan, near Pasha, the Indian, the Shemayan, Kaya Mabu, Mayan, Allah, Matthias, also. Okay? The Hainan, the Chafrum, what's the Mayan, Nikra Mayan, the Shemayan. Okay, now, if you find water, it doesn't mean, even if someone dug, it's done by the other, but it comes from the Shemayim. All right, anyway, that's the issue in terms of the mukkar of Mayim Shuvah. Now, there is a Tosfos of Baba Basra. That's a big machlokes where the Mayim Shuvah is Pasul Doraisa or Pasul Darabanan, which we're not just going to touch on briefly. Okay, Tosfos says in Baba Basra, Samach Vav Aleph, Michal the Shiva Doraisa. Rashbam Rav Tam Farshi, the Kulo Shav Habad Doraisa. Okay, they hold that if you have a mikveh that's fully mayim shuvah, water simply gathered in a kli, because the psul Doraisa. They bring a raya from the Torah's Kana we just saw, and so on. Okay, and the closest continues on the base. All right, mayim deshmaim, ap mikveh deshmaim, yesil chos. That's machte. Come on, come on, that's just because you have a drosha doesn't make it a Doraisa. Be a drabbanan telling us machlo. Well, the re nira da filu kulo show of drabbanan. Okay, so Rashbam and Rabbi Tam say the mikveh that's kulo show of. Okay, no rainwater, nothing. All just kulo show, just you filled up city water. You filled up a tub or something like that. The Rashbam and Rabbi Tam says the raisa. The re says drabbanan. Okay, again, I'm just showing you Rashi problem. The Rambam also seems to say drabbanan. Because the Rambam Hilchos Mikvos Parak Dalet 32 Halacha Aleph Din Torah So Kol Mayim Mechnasim Tov Mem Shenemar Mikvah Mayim Mekol Mokom. Okay, again you have to fit in and so on. All right, Halacha Beis Midivrei Sofrim Shamayim Hashuvim Psul Latzvil. I'm saying Divrei Sofrim. Okay, and then he adds something else important. Also, based yeah. Okay, I don't know that either. Rambam Divrei Sofrim doesn't always mean you're right. Okay, I think here means Darbanan. Okay, divrei doesn't always mean it. It's supposed to be divrei, and so you're right. I don't go to that problem now. The Rambam does sometimes mean divrei sofum with darbanan. Right, that's several PhD theses, I guess, to work on. Anyway, below old. Here's what I add now. Ela mikveh mayim she'enan shuvim. Let's say I have a regular mikveh, a rainwater. V'nafal l'tochan shlosha lugin mayim shuvim paslo hakol. If you have a rainwater and now three lugin, a small amount, a relatively small amount of mayim shuvim fell in, that will passel the entire mikveh. Now, however, that's only the case if you need the three lugin to get to my memsah. I already have memsah, and now other water falls in. That's what he's talking about. He's talking the mission at the beginning of Makkos with the Gemara with the wine spilling into the mikveh. You know what I'm talking about? Right? There's also social lugin. I think I mentioned social lugin there, right? So it's by the way, I once was in Eretz Yisrael, and I always found when I went back when I was younger, And how often does that come up, that wine spills into the mikveh? I mean, it's just not really that. So the color, remember that? Remember the Daf Gimel, whatever the makas. Is. But once I was there to show, and I was on a tour of some sort, so they would have mikvahs right near the wine presses for tourist purposes. So it was not, I mean, most people don't go to the mikveh and bring a bottle of wine with them. I just, you know. All right, anyway, so, but that's what the rabbi was telling us. Again, it's based on, I'm not sure everything in it, but it's based on the other sources. But if Shlosha Lugin, Mayim Shuvim, falls in, and you need that to get to the 40 saw, then the whole thing's no good. Even though it's Rove is rainwater. Okay? But you need those three Lugin to get to Mem saw, it's a problem. So Shulchan Aruch here, in Simrei Shalaf, against Siv Gimel, 33. Our boy in Sa'o Sha'amru, Tzarech Lo Yushuvim. Right? The 40 saw are not to be Mayim Shuvim. Shem Shuvim Psulim. Now there are more rights. Okay, the Rambam sort of resolving that machlokes with the Rishon Rabbanon. The Ramah writes, "Im kol hamikvahu shuvim, that taka pasim and atorah." Was fake lechumah. They're finding data about chumah. Habim rov hamikvah kosher, but hamiyutu shuvim. Then elah nedoron, elah nedoron, fake lechulah. That's how the Ramah resolves that issue. He says a mikvah that's fully mayim shuvim is taka. No good the right. But it's mostly rainwater. Some I'm shuvim, okay, to get up to the 40 saw. I mean, and then that's only the bottom. And he said, Tur Bishar Rosh, Ram Bishar Beposki. Okay. Yeah. On the other hand, the Shach, there in Sukkot Yud Zayin, says that he thinks that the Mechaber doesn't say that. That's the Ramor, right? The Mechaber just says, Arbaim Tzorach Sol Yishuvim. Okay. He holds later, and it was, he holds that it's always only Darbonim. The Mechaber argues, Shach said the Mechaber argues in Arbon. Okay, so that's a question. I don't want to like that. All right, so that's in terms of the Rishon Rabbanim. Yeah.
Is the Ramah, when the Ramah says that kol, if it's fegol l'chumra, is the Ramah saying if one is not sure whether it's us or derabanan or us or do or invalid del raita, then we would go l'chumra?
Yeah. Or if the tefillah is only deraisa or derabanan, you only require tefillah derabanan. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Okay, now, our next point on this is 35. The Mishnah Mikvahs Parak Beis Mishnah Dalet. Okay, he says something else important. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Revius Mayim Shuvim B'Tchila, Posten Es HaMikvah, U'Shlosha Logan Al Pnei HaMayim, at the end, he says, there's another chumrah, that if when you start the mikvah, you begin to fill the mikvah, you put in even a Revius, small, okay, even a Revius, if that's what first goes in, so then the whole mikvah is no good. The Shlosha Lugin is only at the end. Okay? Fine. But you hear, says Rashi, says the Bartanur, in 36, paragraph Mishnah, B'tchila, Shalo Haya B'mikvah Mayim Klal, Kishanofa Borobiyas Mayim Shuvim. A little bit of Mayim Shuvim is spilled in. Okay? B'nishla V'charkach Shur B'meg Shaman. The whole rest of the mikvah was Meg Shaman. A Rabiyas of Mayim Shuvim. Spilled into the mikveh. You know, it becomes, so there you don't need Shlosha Lugin. And he says, the Chachamim say, Shur Shlosha Lugin, we pass back the Chachamim. So if Shlosha Lugin of, but it's also not that much. If Shlosha Lugin of, what do you call it, of Mayim Shuvim are there at the beginning, then you have a problem. Do you know when that comes out? What's that? Yeah, you can have 100 saw. It doesn't matter. Once the shloshim are there at the beginning, everything that comes after is no good. Now, when this is relevant is if they empty out, you want to clean the mikveh. Okay? You empty out the mikveh. So you better make sure before you fill it up that it's bone dry. Because there's a little bit of water that was left from before. Okay, the way our mikvahs are, which we'll see shortly, I have my shuvim in it, that's going to be a problem. So in other words, when you fill up a mikvah at first, or not first, but even afterwards, after having emptied it, and someone spills something in, that could pass the whole thing. Huh? Because as we'll see, the way our mikvahs work I'm talking about the bor, what's called the bor tefila. As we'll see in a moment, when we go into the mikveh, and our wives go into the mikveh, whatever, they're not going into the rainwater. Okay, the rainwater is in a bor behind. Right? So what they have is mayim shuvim. Okay, now it's been kashered, so to speak. We'll talk about three ways how about the rest of the shiur. But the point is that the water now, what it left, it could be mayim shuvim. That's the issue. Anyway,
yeah. How often do they clean up the rainwater tank?
So that's the difference. So the rainwater tank is the reason you have the rainwater tank is you don't have to clean it that often.
Right.
Right. And they stop it up. So, you know.
Are you saying that they do it? Because they do clean it up.
From time to time, well, they do. Yeah. From time to time, they do. I mean, not that often. Right? You know, we'll see. Okay. Anyway, the mission 80 is Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Chava Olok, the Vidok, the Zer. Okay. He says, Shmai and Italian say, Shlo Shalugim, I shall pause the mikvah, Kima Chacham is the brain. That's the Chacham. Okay. But a Shlo Shalugim, Shlo Shalugim, just a moment. Shlosha Lugin, the Ragged there, you have the Ragged print on the page in 80s. Shlosha Lugin is what we call Revius Ahim. The Hin is 12 Lugin. So, like Revius Ahim, like we have by Nesachim, by Shemin, Revius Ahim, you know, so Revius Ahim is a Shlosha Lugin. Anyway, why Shlosha Lugin? Why did they make that amount? So, that Tosus of Baba Basra, the long Tosus of Baba Basra I referred to before, on Samach Vov. It also starts at some of Aleph, the ones Michlal, the Shiva, the Rice, the Riyak. But in the part of the Summer Bays, the Dafka, the social gods are saying, Ru'uyel Rechitas Adam. It's the minimum amount of water that you can rinse with. Right? It's some status, okay? It's a minimum for rinsing, okay? Now, that whole thing, the Rashi, Baba Kama, Son of Zion, Amin Aleph, says, goes back to this one answer before, She'iva, Vashemikva Nisab, Gimalugan, Mayim Shuma, Darbonano. Okay, even if the psul and shuvin is general daraisa, but this gimel lugin chomer is only darbanan. All right, we keep the darbanan still.
That's their muscle.
Right, and Rashi said it. Okay, it comes from Rashi. One moment. You see, this issue, yeah. There have been a time in the Sefer Yosher, Chelak HaChidush, in the top range, Ayin Aleph. Mikvah Chaser Gimelugin, Ayin Shuvim Posen, also Bashlam Adrabana. Okay? But, he said, Vahad Darbina Be'alma Gimelugin, Ayin Shuvim Posen, Mikvah Alacha Rosh Min Sinai, Zeu Kishu Avshum Betchila. But the time is Machmer. He says that the Gimel Shuvim at the beginning, that's not Darbana. The Psul of Gimel Shuvim at the beginning, Taka Deraisa, Alacha Rosh Min Sinai, it's a Chumrah. Okay, now, bottom line, it's because of this whole issue of Mayim Shuvim that city water is no good for a mikveh, okay, because it's Shuvim. So why? Because it's in water tanks or in pipes or whatever. Okay, this is the issue. Okay, and that's where Moshe writes in the Tshuva, Chela Gimel, Simon Sama Gimel, okay, Bidvar Tikkun Bor shall make Shamal Mikveh. This is written to Rabbi in as a second line, Rochester. Okay, so if you want to know how to spell Rochester, it's here. Okay, so in Rochester, Nimsa Shaboyin La Mikra Shalom Rak Meme Ha'ir, Meme Ha'ir Ha'ir Nusan Babor Ha'sheni Shemishtam Barzo, Meme Ha'ir Bistam and Himsor. Most of it is very clearly. City water, because it's in meters or tanks or pipes and so on. Okay, the Minchas Yitzhak also, one of his students, Chelek Arav Sim Kuf Mem Vav. I mean, this is a question, because what if you live in a climate where there's no rain? I mean, there's very little rain. It's very hard to construct the mikveh, right? And that's what the Minchas Yitzchak was asking, 42. The Mekoma Sheyef Shalasas Mikvos, Ayde Be'eros Ayonos, Nichol Lasay De'amayim, Shaboyim May, Vassar Leitung, I think it means reservoir, whatever, city water, okay? And that's a question. And he says, you have to look into that. He said, but generally speaking, city water is no good. Now, by the way, okay, when we're talking about kalim, just mention one other thing also. So what do? Around here, we have rainwater. But you also have to be careful how the rainwater gets into the bor tefila, or the rainwater tank. How does the rainwater get in there? Okay, so it's not outdoors. So you have pipes, right? Gutter-type pipes. But you know, sometimes pipes bend. They're called elbow pipes, right? So water can gather, you know, a little bit in that it doesn't flow smoothly necessarily if you use elbow pipes, right? The water can gather in the corner and that becomes shua because it gathered in that place. So that's also, there's a mission because, not exactly about that, but similar, Gar Dalad Mishnah Gimel, Achote Pitzino Lekabel Tzoroshvil Mishal Eitz, kind of a certain type of pipe, okay? So he said, the Mishnah says, Mekel is not made for that purpose, okay? And the Bartender explained in 44, the Derech Tzino Leos Pasuk Mishnei Tzorma, in Pozo Mekel, King Chokop or Chokak Mat, Kedei Lekabel Tzorosh, Hamakot said, they want the rocks to gather and so on and so forth. Okay, if it was, then the, if it was made for that purpose, then it's going to be possible to make it. Okay, the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvos Perkes Halacha Zayin. All right, Mataris, okay, well, he says, Ain Asil is possible to make it, but the Rambam is a Chumri, who has still a cuff of Kosu possible. It is bent, it is possible. All right. That's a question, you know, whether it was made for that purpose or not. Bottom line, Shulchan Aruch says in 47, Reish Aleph Sif Lam and Vav, that it was made that way. Anyway, there's a chumra by these pipes. Okay, now that's it's a possible problem. Okay, now. Yeah, I'm going to go along. That's an important thing to cover. Well, let me just point out that the whole soul of my... What's that? No, I think he's Mekel, actually.
Because in the Gets Commission, he's screaming at
the Rebbe. Yeah, right, correct. He rejects the Rebbe. But there are people who are Machmer. Shulchan Aruch was not Machmer. It wasn't made for that purpose. Okay, now, let's understand it. Now let's go with practical our mikvahs today. First of all, it's important to recognize that the Inyan of Mayim Shuvim is only a problem up until 40 Saw. After 40 Saw, if you have a regular mikvah, didn't have no three lugin, you had 40 Saw, a regular rainwater, no problem, it came in through pipes that are slanted, and none of the issues, no Mayim Shuvim. And it's not Zoklet, so we did everything right. Okay, we filled up a watertight pit in the ground, and we had water came down from the sky, and we had pipes that gutters that brought them down without gathering any place. We did all the homers. Everything's good. And now there was no three lugim that spilled in from before. No one was drinking something that spilled in or whatever at the beginning or at the end. You have 40 saw. Once you have 40 saw, so then you don't have a problem. Then you can put in as much Mayim Shum as you want. Okay? That's based on a Mishnah Megillah, Parag Beis Mishnah Gimel. And the Bartanur explains, the shuv ain't a shuv impossible. Shuv does not pass a mikvah beyond 40 saw. That's in the Rambam Paskin Tilchus Mikvahs Pergilah Aleph. Right? I feel you other vada shnuffle. Okay, he says I feel you other vada again. She is from shul suffering from mikvah shnuffle. I saw suffering law is a kosher. Even in a suffering, we can be maker. But bottom line, let's move to 51. The Shulhara. Hilchos Mikvah Simrish Aleph Sif Tesvah. Mikvah Sheyesh Bo Arboim Sol. Or Mayan Kosul. Yochol Lishov Kol Ma Sheyirza Litein Latocha Mehemksher. Then you can dump in as much Mayim Shul as you want. Afal Pi Shey Rabbim Al Mayim Shul Matocha Mechila. Okay? Yeah. Al Kol Zman Sheyim Mikvah Mehem Sol. Then I feel of eno chos el kolshu nafal tocho gimelu marshum paslu. Okay, so that's the bottom line in terms of mayim shuv. So therefore, what we need to do is get our mikvah with 40 saw, more than 40 saw, and now pour in. Take your hose, connect it to the spigot outside, and fill it up with mayim shuv in the city. Everyone's happy. The problem is, you know, after several people use the mikvah. You know, it's dirty, it's this, that, you know, so you want to clean the mikveh. Okay, you want to be able to clean the mikveh. So there's a problem, because you could empty it. Okay, good, if you live in a rainy climate, so you can repeat this every week, or every 2 days if you want, if it's going to rain all the time, but it doesn't always rain all the time. So how can you clean the mikveh? So obviously, we have to find a way to be able to use Mayim Shuvim. We have to be able to find a way to use the city water. Okay, so what do we do? So basically, there are, and we want to find a way to retire the water that comes from the city reservoir.
Can't just use the regular water and clean it and filter?
So filters work. Filters work. Okay, filters do work.
Doesn't work for the women.
That's the problem. Filters is not really, won't be permanently clean. You know, it's good, but not perfect. So there are three ways to do it. Again, I don't go through it quickly. I'm just trying to give you a general overview just to understand. Okay, there's something called Hamshacha. Hamshacha. And that's rooted in a Mishnah Mikvah's Paragdal Mishnah Dal. Okay, to a Maim Shuvim or make Yisham Shinis Arba B'chotzer. Okay. He says that basically the Mishnah says that if you have Mei Geshamim and Mei Shemayim Shuvim, they got mixed together, it can be good if the Mei Geshamim, so connected to the Mei Shuvim, rather connected to the Mei Geshamim, after having gone along some other material, right, or dirt or something like that. Okay, let's take a look at the Baruch Tanuru. All right, the last line of our Torah there, the Mishnah Paragdal, Mishnah Dal. Shlosh Shalukim Ma'ashim Postum, we said that. Okay, but that's if it fell in directly. Shalok Kederach Hamshacham. Hamshacham Hamshich, it did not flow across something. In other words, let's say I have Mayim Shum here, and there's a mikveh on the other side, a bore with Mayim Beg Shamim there. And I take the thing, I throw the jar, and the water slides across and then lands in. That's called Hamshacha. That's not a problem. The whole psul is only when it falls directly in. That's what emerges from that mission. That's what the Bartanur explains, the last Bartanur, right? Aval derech Hamshacha ein posin ad shu arov hamayim shuvim. Afilo hamayim shuvim v'ne atzim shal es avri kshev ein posin derech Hamshacha l'barov. Okay? So that's one thing. And the Gemara has that in Temura, of all places. Tav yud beiz and alav gomer and alav beiz. Okay, Tana, Relezim, Yaakov, Mikra, Sheish, but so now, 1 second. Now we're talking about, again, we're talking about when you're making the mikra. So now, when you're making the mikra, that would mean, as it said, as long as it's not roll, so you actually only need 21 or 20.1 saw of rainwater. I have 20.1 saw of rainwater, and now I take city water, but I do it through this Hamshacha method. I don't pour the rainwater, the city water directly into the pool, but rather through some other type of thing called Hamshacha, that'll be good. Okay? That's what the Gemara says in Torah. Mikveh, look at 54. Mikveh, sheyesh bo, esrim ba'achas saw meik shomim. It says 21. It means rov. Right? More, it means 40, so it's, I mean, I say even 20.1. Right? Rov. Okay? Mamale bekesef chas, for the other 19, you can fill it in a barrel on your shoulder and pour it into the mikveh, and it's thawed. Shasheiva mitaheres berevia uba hamshacha. And that it comes out that it's okay uba hamshacha. The only issue is, as Rashi explains there, shelo yarem and hadli letoch hamikvah. This is more your base of you can't pour from your pitcher, your pitcher directly into the mikvah. Okay, avliyasechritz, make a ridge, a gutter, guma lemerocho. The Arvin Adil Tochakum will be Kalpha Maim Derechachrit Tochamikva Haram Shachat. That's what Haram Shachat is. So I make a ridge, like a gutter, from point A to point B. Okay? I make a gutter from point A to point B, the point B being the mikveh. And I pour with my regular pitcher into that gutter and it flows down. That's called Haram Shachat. Okay? And the Mordechai explains why. Mordechai and Shuas, there, remember Tavshin Meme. Says, it's okay to bring the water from the outside. Okay. And he says, it doesn't matter what the material is. Lo shlam, shachal gav karka, or gav ritz basavonim. Okay. That's a question of what the material is. But you're right, the idea is that it's nisbatlu agav karka. The name shuvim disappears. Why? Because when it's along the ground, it's no longer shuvim. Right, it's out of the clean now. Shuvim means it's in a clean. So the Mordechai explains when it's on the ground, it's no longer considered shuvim. All right, so that's what the Mordechai says. The Rambam Paskins Parag Dalad Halacha Ches 58. Ein Hamayim Shuvim Post Hamikvah Mishol Shalugim Ad Sheyipul Latoch Hamikvah Min HaKli. I'm sure only pasels, even when we're, you know, even when we're first creating the mikveh. I'm sure only pasels when you pour from the mikveh directly from into the mikveh directly from a kli. Okay, but if it flows and spread somewhere else, from somewhere else. That's only a problem if it's as much as half. You can create a brand new mikveh, okay, with only 20.1 saw of rainwater. Okay, I mean, some pains. Kate said, mikveh sheish bo chavsa umashahu. So he didn't say 21. The Rambam was more specific. Chavsa umashahu, 20.1. Lime cherim. Why a mali b'shov chutzim or mali b'shov yodel mikveh benen and b'shov al karka or with a pasilo, it was across the ground or some type of a pipe, okay, a gutter. Chutzim or midorim she'en posos in mikveh, as long as it's not, you know, material of apostle. And it's kosher afilo shim al elef saw. Even at the end you have 1,000 saw, it's good. Okay, shahashiva shimshichu aksheira im hayasham rov mem saw min hakosher. Okay, so that's what the Rambam says at the end of shahashuva shimshichu akula aksheira ha hayasham rov min hakosher. Right, that's the Rambam. All right, so okay, and that's how Shomar of Paskins says mem dalad some reish alad. He says, "Ain't a mayim shul posim mikveh ad shibul tochem and mekli directly like the Rambam. I will nigra mayim shul chutz mikveh. It's okay. And basically, quoting the Rambam, in sif mem hey, how far does this hamshacha have to be? A yard, a foot, 10 yards, and 100 yards. So the sif mem hey mechaber pasin shir hamshacha zuin pachos begimel tochem. It is gimel tochem. Then he says it has to be along certain material and so on. Got to be karka. Okay." So that would be a very, very simple solution. You wouldn't need as much rainwater, and all you got to do is do this Hamshacha trick. However, as early as the Radvaz, the early Achronim, Radvaz and Chelik Alefson Pehei, okay, his Chubas, he says that whole thing is only B'di'evit. Okay, B'di'evit, that works. The Chatchila, you should not construct the mikveh in that fashion.
He's saying Shemshichor.
Say it again.
Isn't there a
nice talk
about
No, I think, what did I say that?
Shikula
Manchu, right? In Tsubu Bidabon. Yeah. Shikula Manchu, right? No, but it means, no, but it's, I don't think that's his talk. He said, that. But the other day, Mikra Shikula Manchu, that's what he starts to talk about. But look at the end, okay? He says, "The ain't cool shul shul element davar." Matam isher. He says, "Dam shochak shera filim davar mizu kula kula the kuf the kula." Look about 5 lines up. That's a kula. All right. He says, "Chol the nusah the end." Tzorach atakan a mikvah lechatila das kol apos nisur karisim uchamer the heaven. Yeshes mal diber yom sheirov hamikvah mayim kerem hamiyut shuva. I dam shochak the hanor biyam shochak. So, but only the heaven yeshes mal.
No,
you're
saying that would be okay.
B'di'evit. Look at the last word. B'di'evit is as well. B'di'evit. When he started, he asked a question about that, but at the end he concludes only B'di'evit. Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes, Chelev Gimelson, Sam Abdal. Gimel Shuv Ma'idei Abshacha. What?
B'di'evit is
Mishikul
Akula.
I don't think so. Okay. Look at the Chuba of Moshe. Igor Moshe, you're there, Chelik Gimelson, and Sama Dalit, Anab Gimel, Oz Gimel. Ushuva, the Hamshacha. Okay. Also, he writes to Rak with the Ebedo. Chatkila, Ein Lasos Mikro Kazet. Okay. He said there are a lot of details with Hamshacha, what can be on, what material. Therefore, open a can of worms, it's easy to make a mistake. And he quotes this Chuba, so I advise that Moshe does. This was written to Rabbonim de Miami, the last line. So we had Rochester, now we have Miami. So anyway, so the Rav Moshe also said, we don't rely on Hamshacha l'chatchila. Okay, our mikvahs do it, but you wouldn't build a mikveh preferably unless you're stuck.
They do it well.
I'm saying, when we fill up the mikveh, when we put the mayim shulim in, we put it in through some sort of a channel that brings it down. Oh. For Hamshacha, but we also have other things.
So where does that happen? Because there's no rainwater.
Right, so some don't. No. We have more. Whenever we add Mayim Shuvim, the SSA is done through Amshacha, not directly.
But that's for the main part of the thing, where we go.
No, I'm talking about even for the board. No, the main board, right. The main board. Okay, it's done through Amshacha. Well, when you're adding to it, let me just think a second. What does that really do? So I don't know if all mikvahs do it. Actually, I think about it.
I thought the Rambam said that he thought maybe that we should go forward would be okay, but he said that anybody could ever.
I think they do it. Okay. The other thing, the more important thing for us is done in our mikvahs, so it's called hashaka, like the shikah, like kissing. Okay, the Mishnah says in Mikvos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel 62, that if you have Mikvos, okay, look at the case. Shalosh Mikvos, Bezechavsa. They're right next to each other. Okay, none of them have the right size. And one of them is only Mayim Shuvim. So there's 40 saw of rainwater. In this mix, there's 40 saw of rainwater, 20 saw of Mayim Shuvim. Okay. Three people went in at the same time. And because of displacement of water, so the water is kind of like when you go in the water, so stuff flows out. Now all these waters are mixed together. Right? So now they're all connected. So it says they're all tar. Okay? They're all tar. So you have looking about the again, it's in the close paragraph, Michigan, 163. The two of them have 20 saw of Mayim Ming Shabbat, and one of them has 20 saw of Mayim Shulman. The Tavlum is Arbay, they three loss of Tzafwa Mayim, the Ishiku, and his Chabu Shoshan Zubazu. They're right next to each other. These pools are right next to each other. And the water is right up to the top. When a person goes in, so the water, you know, again, displacement. That's what's that? Who discovered that? Archimedes or something? I don't know, the displacement of water, right? So, whatever, but the water comes out, so it all now is attached. So that's good. They're all, even the guy who's in the says the mission, even the guy who's in the 20 saw of Shulman is okay. Here? Even the guy who's in the 20 is okay. What do you mean? The answer is that Shulman is attached to 40 saw of my make Shulman. And that's good. So even though the pool that he dips in is 20 saw of my Shulman, but since right now that my Shulman is connected, if you will, to the 40 saw of Kasher Mikveh, and it's good. Okay? That's the situation. So, when I look at the Bartan 63, the last one. Hamikvos Torah. Afilu Hasho. Sharei Shnei Haksherim is Arvim Yachad. Vyesh Kan Shir Mikveh Arvim Saw. Mayim Cherim. Shemeschaber Lehen Hasho. Shemayim Tzomer Agamayim Mekmach Tzomer. Hakshu Hukshuru. Meim Avla Tzvila. That's what the Rambam passes in Perek Vav Alach Yudalit. Okay, 64. Gimel mikvah is zeh b'tzad zeh, and so on. That's the case. And now you have altogether 60 saw, of which 40 are kosher. Says the Rambam, ain't a mayim shuvim post a mikvah sheish bar boim saw kamoshim yarnos. Since it's connected, that's called hashaka, like the shikah, it's kissing. It's connected. That's called hashaka. Now, there's a further, so now, basically, if you have a rainwater pool in the back, rainwater tank in the back, and we go into this bore over here, as long as it's connected, it's good, even though this bore is completely Mayim Shuvim. As I fill up the bore that we go in, the bore Tefillah you go in, is filled up completely with city water. You know, open a sink, and you hold it, you fill it up completely. How could that be kosher? The answer is because it's connected. Okay, how's it connected? You pay attention. Usually you have some sort of a, you see in the wall, right? You see a little hole in the wall, and it's a sort of a cork inside it, so we see that hole in the wall when you go. That hole in the wall is a connection, the pipe that connects this bore tefillah to the rainwater tank in the back. All right, so now that's what this mishnah says is good because the water is connected. Now, there's a further question. Do we say once it's connected, now it's good forever? That's it. It's ice mayim shuvim. Right, it's no longer mayim shuvim. So even if it's not connected, and now when I go down to Bitovil, doesn't matter. It's already been connected. It was connected one time in history. That's good enough. So that's my focus. The Rosh and the Tshuva, Chalav and Alf Simeveiz, right? He says, 65. He says, Esa Shesha Alpha, Al Shnei Mikvos, Echad Shalom, Echad Kosher. And the kubz zelah the shfaris hanot, but nistam anekim, it's connected to an opening, the size of shfaris hanot. And now nistam anekim, im nishar shomer shera, o dilma kevich nistam chazalei as possible with chilur. And it doesn't have to be connected at the time the person is being tovel, or once it's connected, it's good. And the Rosh writes, tshuva, nearly, the kevich nishabu pam echos, hukshuru, upoka shem shi'ima minayu, ve'ena nisong od nistim as hanekim. Right, look at the last words. Kikvar hukshar v'ashoka lo mikra ochol. These are now no longer considered by Yeshua, and it's good. The Rebbe Yerucham, who was a Talmud of Rosh, 66, told us on a Chavah Nesim, Chavah Chelek, hey, disagrees with the Rebbe. He quotes him, but disagrees. U'mikvah shekul sham v'chubar l'mayim, mikvah shein bro v'mesom v'mayim k'shem, derech nekem rochav shtei etzmos. The hole has to be two fingers width, okay? Mutalit bobo, okay? And he says, but he feels that, he said, nistapka mafarshim. Okay, that's a question. He said, yeah, some say, no, it's got to be open when you go in. Okay, it's got to be that connection, has got to be there when you go in. That's a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch is in Reish Aleph there, it's Nun Beis, 67. Habol Arab mikra pasal uchaser, the mikra chance, okay, good, through Hashoka. Ula achash nisar v'pasal v'kashar filu rega, concludes the Shulchan Aruch. Nisha la'ola mechshera filu nista manekin achar. The Mechaber passed in the cool like the Rosh, but the Shach, it's in Kuf Yud Beis, okay, says, Rebbe Yerucham question is tapku, and therefore we're told l'hachma l'chatkila, to make sure, usually tell you that we close, we go in to make sure it's open, because it's a chumah from the Shach, based on Rebbe Yerucham. Okay, but that's Hashaka. Okay, now when we want to clean it up, when you want to clean it, we want to change the water, good, so put the cork in, empty it out, then refill it with my insurance, not a problem. Right? That takes care of that issue. The third thing is something called Zriya. Okay? Zriya. Where, basically Zriya means, the Mishnah Mikvot, Paragraf, Mishnah Ches, I'm late, so let's finish up. It's talking about overflowing. Okay? It's a different, it's like Hamshocha plus. It's not just across the thing. When I filled up with water, okay, with 40 saw, okay, and I poured in more water and overflowed into the next thing. Okay, it overflowed. That's called Zriya. Okay, overflowing. So I have Mayim Shuvim, but I have a mikvah with 40 saw. You have to start with the 40 saw mikvah. Now I pour a Mayim Shuvim, and that overflows into something, and that's where I go to the toilet. That's also okay. It can be tovel, even though it's rolled, it's certainly mine children. That's an emergency. That mission. Okay. The Ba'acha Sheish, the Bartholomew explains, 70, the Ba'acha Sheish, our boy himself, my share, my field, call my share, show my impulses, like we said. Okay. And the Rambam says, Paragdal, Alachavo, Ketzan posted a Mayim Shu, it's a Mikra, Shosha Lugan, we said that. She hired Mikra Pachos, Mimsa, and Nafal Toba Shosha Lugan, to make him a call puzzle. Of a mikvah sheish bo mem saw, mayim she'en and shuvim. The sha'av b'kad, the shofach l'tov b'kolar kulo kosher. And the od el a mikvah elyon, the second thing, a higher mikvah, sheish bo mem saw, mayim k'sherim. Mohayim amala b'kliv v'nosel l'tov ha'ad she'yir bo ha'mayim, the yardu the mikvah tachtar mem saw, re'at tachtar kosher. Okay? Even though I have a mikvah 40 saw here, I pour in more and more and more and more city water, so now 40 saws of water spilled down to here, that's called Zriya. That's called Zriya. So that's another way, so to speak, to be metaher, if you will, city water. Yeah, but maybe both do it. That's a question whether you need both or not, okay? Both Hashoka and Zriya, okay? Rav Moshe writes, and we'll finish with this, Chelek Aleph, Yerodei Chelek Aleph from Kuf Yud Aleph, all right? He says, and he says, really, you only need one. You need one.
As long
as it starts with 40, so right.
Yeah.
Well, Israel, yeah.
I mean, that's why he was saying
it'd be used too. Yeah, one is remains totally rainwater, and that's where you have the Ashoka.
Right.
The other one starts with rainwater, and we fill it up. And that's, I think, most mikvahs are constructed today. So this is really just a brief overview, okay, of just what some of the issues are with mikvahs. And tomorrow I'll talk about Tomorrow we'll talk about the Tefillin, natural bodies of water. Okay? Good.